Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A year ago, Jacob Blake fought arrest by police and was shot. Tim Berg has an update.
In August of 2020, protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin after Jacob Blake was left paralyzed after being shot by a police officer several times. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile joins Fox News to explain how the city has bounced back.
We made a lot of progress over the last year, but we had three terrible nights last summer when our Democratic governor, Governor Evers, failed to provide the resources that were needed to end criminal behavior in the city of Wisconsin, in the city of Kenosha. It's what we saw play out across the United States. Our Democratic governor, like liberals across the United States, failed to draw the bright line between a First Amendment right and criminal activity. And the result was played out on TV screens across the United States of America. The city's come a long way since then. I walked the 4th of July parade just the other day. There's still scars. There's still a handful of buildings boarded up with signs pointing out that people live in those buildings, to asking those protesters and those rioters not to burn down those buildings. But overall, the city's come back strong, and it's going to come back ultimately stronger than ever before.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me. And the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment. And then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth. and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, great to have you along with us. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This next segment is going to be what we call appointment-type radio, being that you will want to save this time and this date for the next several months, as long as Dr. Emerson Eggerichs can put up with us. I always love having Emerson on with us, whether it's to talk about, well, the last time we talked about the four wheels of God, before that, Love and Respect, that very popular book and seminar series. And now he's back with The Win-Win Marriage. It's a personal story and tale of two marriages, he says. So get ready for another breakthrough that could very well change your marriage. So about every other Tuesday is our plan to meet up with Dr. Eggerichs. And as he takes us through this win-win marriage consult, that I tell you, it is going to knock your socks off. It is going to renew your marriage and give you a whole different perspective. And this really, this isn't to dissuade from anything that we learn from Love and Respect. This just brings into play a dynamic dimension that will add more value and more appreciation for your mate. And I know that's what we all want, right? And he joins us right now, Dr. Emerson Eggerichs. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Been looking forward to this.
I am so excited to talk about this. I know when we were talking the other day, I could hear the animation and excitement in your voice about win-win marriage.
Well, yes, I am very excited about it. We focused on love and respect in marriage for years and saw some things in research as well as in the scripture that just really encouraged me, and we've been getting that message out. But I've discovered something now in 1 Corinthians 7 that is equally revolutionary. At least it's been affecting Sarah and me, mm-hmm. my wife. We've been married 47 years, and wow. We are very, very excited about this.
Well, in your commentary that you sent me, you said the win-win marriage, where he and she agrees, that works for me. And you open up very vulnerably with a tale of two marriages. Tell our audience about this, starting with your parents' marriage.
Well, in fact, that's available to them. They can go to winwinmarriage.com, winwinmarriage.com, and get what you're referring to. We want to give that to them as a gift, a tale of two marriages. And it's a comparison with my mom and dad's marriage. We were not Christ followers. And the woundedness, the pain that I experienced in that, because mom and dad both had basic goodwill, but they didn't know how to work as a team. I don't remember one time them sitting at a kitchen table discussing some issue with proposal, counterproposal, and stay with it until they came up with a creative alternative or a third option, something that actually made them both happy and actually happier than if they got in their own way. So that the title of the book, The Win-Win Marriage, Where He and She Agree, That Works for Me, mm-hmm. I never heard my mom and dad say that. And they're good-willed people. It wasn't right. Like, you know, they were totally selfish. They were both hard workers. They worked hard. They gave, you know, so much. So it caused me to scratch my head. How did they miss it? And since then, you know, as I've interacted with many people, one couple said to me, they've been married 30 years. It never entered our minds to find a win-win solution to our challenges. We did not know that we could find a win-win in our marriage. To this day, we just fight all the time until one of us gives in. And, of course, they confessed it wasn't working. Or I heard about another couple who had separate bedrooms. Get this, Bill. Mm-hmm. Separate bedrooms, separate bathrooms, separate rooms in which they watched television, took separate vacations, had different work schedules, had separate friends, had different recreational interests, and had different bank accounts. And what was their reasoning? They were doing everything they could to keep their marriage together.
To avoid arguing, huh? That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, look, they probably accomplished that effort at the expense of enjoying a marriage, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And all of us, you know, are going to have conflicts. The question is, how do we deal with it? You know, the other day I read of a woman who had mopped her floor. It was still wet. Her husband walked across it, and she shot him in the leg. And the officer that was called to the scene called it into the dispatcher, and the dispatcher said, and this is a true story, the dispatcher said, have you arrested her yet? He said, no, the floor is still wet. True story. But, I mean, the point is there are better ways to resolve our conflict.
Yes.
But, you know, obviously marriage is the most intimate of relationships, mm-hmm. and it can be the most intense and involved. And the question is, how are we going about, you know, finding this teamwork that we know Jesus said the two shall become one?
Right.
And unfortunately, we keep fighting about which one.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets me back to the basic question of, you know, what is marriage?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I believe it's bigger than the husband and wife in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my daughter married Matt, her husband, mm-hmm. you know, I said to them, both of you bring a maturity to the relationship. You're mature, he's mature, and together, you know, this relationship's going to work, but it's going to work because you're committed to a mission bigger than the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of that answer that we do in the win-win is we talk about God's purpose for a husband and wife, and what's fascinating to me, almost every couple I talk to would say they sense that God joined them together. Jesus said that,
mm-hmm.
God is joined together. People have that sense, but then as the months and years roll by, we start not liking each other because even though we both have goodwill, it just seems that my spouse isn't working with me as a team member. It seems like it's their way or the highway, and mm-hmm. and I'm frustrated, and this is a deep pain in many people. And part of the challenge is that they need to step back and ask themselves, do I maybe lack some skill and knowledge on how we can find win-win? Because it is a skilled knowledge approach. There needs to be some know-how.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we love each other doesn't mean that we're going to be able to come together with a win-win solution. There are ways of doing that, and there are things to avoid in doing that, and that's what we're addressing. And that's what the Apostle Paul asserts in 1 Corinthians 7, the longest and most detailed passage on marriage in the New Testament. And there he talks about mutuality, back and mm-hmm. forth, back and forth, mutuality.
Right.
And I refer to that in the street language as win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But it begs that question, how do you do that, especially among two people of goodwill who just seem to be fighting far more than what's necessary?
And I want to go back, if we can, a little bit, because I want to get more into win-win. We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. But before we do, I just want to go back for just a second and consider just our minds and how quick we are to forget. I think, you know, there's almost a verse for every day of the year that reminds us to not to forget. And I think that if we can forget God, how quick can we forget our spouse? And when I say that, I'm talking about how quick can we forget those early days when we sat together and said, hey, I believe God is bringing us together and wants us to be a fulfilling marriage to his glory. And we may have had that conversation back then, but then along the way, because of the hassles of life, as the Bible reminds us that will come undoubtedly, we forget.
No, that's right. Many of us think I'd have a great marriage if it wasn't for my spouse.
Yes. Dr. Emerson Eggerich is with us, and we're talking about this new idea. I tell you, this is really awesome, and I'm so glad he's here to share it with us, and we'll get into more detail in this next segment. Win-Win Marriage, and winwinmarriage.com is where you want to go for more information.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know,
the lyric of this song is even appropriate in our marriages, Dr. Emerson Egrich, you know, because sometimes you can get in the valley of, you know, of death, so to speak, and you think, well, maybe divorce is the way to go here. And for those couples that have hung in there and have made it to the other side, they would tell you that at that moment in time, they just couldn't see it. But then, you know, by the grace of God, and, you know, and some would admit an absolute miracle, they were able to get to the other side. And what you and Sarah and the team are putting together is this concept that has come out of experience as you continue to be, you know, an observer, a student of marriage. And I put myself in that category as well. I've studied marriage. I've studied, you know, the good and bad, just like you, and even with Sarah's family and the dynamics that were going on and the observations. I may have shared this with you in one of our conversations, but it's one of my favorite stories, because when I have an opportunity to talk with people who've had long-term successful marriages, as I did with this one woman who'd been married 63 years, and I asked her, I said, wow, what is your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, she says, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Yes, well, I think, and sometimes it's not a matter of, and I think you would agree, that we are right at times. I think this is one of the challenges of the win-win, that people may be listening and say, but I know I'm right. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm unloving. I just know that I'm right, and I don't want to be wrong in order to be loved. So I think part of the challenge always is to think through, from a prudent standpoint, biblical standpoint, what does it mean for us to succeed in marriage based on how God intends that? Mm-hmm. And one thing that we've seen over the years is that many of these conflicts, people get derailed in their relationship due to honest misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. You know, when I met Sarah 47 years ago, 48, I didn't, you know, and when I proposed to her, I didn't say, you know, I hate you and you hate me, so let's get married. it doesn't go down that
way. Yeah, let's just short circuit the end, right?
Yeah, let's just get right to it. And let's divorce, even though divorce isn't the remedy. We're going to get there, and we'll make divorce the remedy, and we'll destroy the children in the process. No, I think the point is, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:33-34, the husband is concerned about how to please his wife, and the wife is concerned about how to please her husband. But what happens over the years, we become suspicious of that. We know we have basic goodwill, but we kind of feel that our spouse does not. And I am one who believes that we have a pink and blue perspective, that neither one of us are wrong. We're just different. Unless it's a moral issue, unless he wants to sell the kids to somebody to get money for his cocaine habit,
right.
this is not a black and white issue. Unfortunately, pink and blue can escalate a gray area conflict to a black and white issue, and we end up going way too high on terms of our judgment and toward each other. If you go back and begin to look at it, it's just an honest misunderstanding. You know, she says, I have nothing to wear. What she means is she has nothing new. He says, I have nothing to wear. What he means is he has nothing clean.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about that is we say the same thing, but we mean something different. And that kind of symbolizes many people have goodwill, but they're not connecting. They're misunderstanding. They don't understand where the other's coming from. 85% of those who withdraw during a conflict is the male. They've measured his heartbeats at that time. They're 99 beats per minute. He has to calm down. She looks like she's out of control. Her heartbeats are normal. And she will move toward her husband to criticize and complain. He will withdraw and stonewall. And each of us are offended by that behavior. Mm-hmm. She feels like he hates me. When the truth is, in the man's world, that's an honorable thing to do, disengage, calm down to prevent this thing from escalating.
Exactly.
In a woman's world, she confronts because she cares. She's not trying to be contemptuous.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so it begs the question, is she acting out of care or out of contempt? Is he acting out of hostility or out of honor?
Right.
And what happens is we misinterpret the other and we take up offense because we really don't understand. So in the win-win, we're helping people get to this deeper issue of, how do we come together? Because God does call us, and you were talking about that before our break. 9 times in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul uses the word called. And couples do believe they have a sense of mission and ministry. But this conflict between them is kind of sabotaging that. And neither one of them are happy, and they don't want that. And that's why we're addressing, how do you get to this teamwork where you had it early on? And that's the
exactly.
winwinmarriage.com. And I want to give them that tale of two marriages, winwinmarriage.com. Because I want them to revisit what I know they would say to me is the sense that God has joined them together. And and that he does have a purpose for them, as you were referencing earlier.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you helped me so much in love and respect. And, you know, just as the story, as you were just saying, and that I found my wife in, you know, with her desire when there was conflict and I needed to call time out. And here's the dynamic. I need to get away from her and she desperately needs to connect with me.
Yep.
And I am not in the mood to connect. I need to take a breath. And as I was able to process and understand that better, I'm not claiming perfection by no means. I'm still working on it, Dr. Eckrich. But at least I'm working on it with some sense of knowledge and understanding that I didn't have before.
Exactly. And it's called a rule of engagement that he comes back in 15, 20 minutes to address one issue, maybe for 15 minutes. But she needs to allow that disconnection because there's a physiological issue here. It's called flooded. Men get flooded with criticism, and they can't process it. We know that as men. That's why we distance ourselves, but we try not to escalate something. And so he's a good-willed man who would die for her. He's an honorable man, but he needs to disengage. But that feels extremely unloving to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when she gets aggressive because she's insecure, she feels there are three conversations away from him telling her that he no longer loves her and is trading her in for a new model. She panics, so she moves toward to resolve this. She wants reassurance that they're okay. So she gets very, very aggressive, and no one talks to him that way. So you have two people of goodwill trying to do the loving and respectful thing and totally missing each other. And that then undermines how you come to a win-win situation where you have an honest difference of opinion. Should we do homeschooling, Christian schooling? What about the COVID dynamics? And you have a plethora of issues that we land on different sides of the issue. And how do we come together as a husband and wife? Jesus Christ intends oneness. He's for us in that.
Exactly.
But how do we do that when it seems next to impossible to achieve that? And especially when I know I'm right and I know my spouse is wrong.
So we think for the moment. But that too shall change. Win-win, you know, for you, when that concept came up, take us back to that moment when God flipped the switch and said, Emerson, it's about win-win. What happened?
Well, in that first, I'm a Bible expositor. I study the Bible 30 hours a week for nearly 20 years as a pastor, and then I've got my PhD in family studies. I'm kind of educated beyond my intelligence in one sense. But as I was meditating on this huge portion, 1 Corinthians 7, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter is not about marriage. Mm-hmm. It's about spiritual gifts. Paul addressed marriage in 1 Corinthians 7 for 40 verses, and there he unpacks this idea of mutuality. It's back and forth. Everybody who's familiar with it. But also we are confused because he addresses not only two believers who are married. He addresses a believer married to an unbeliever. He addresses virgins, the celibate, the widows. And so he weaves in and out. But when you pull out what he says to two people who are believers in Jesus Christ, who have been married in the Lord, there are six things that he reveals are challenges. But through those challenges come six benefits. But in order to get to those benefits, two people have to come to an agreement. They've got to agree. They've got to have a sense of mutual backing. They've got to have each other's back. What happens is we want this, but frankly, we don't know how to do it because of the dynamics that we've been talking about here. And so we are helping couples with a process. I have a six-step process that they can go through to find that win-win. But it takes a little time at first. But it did when we first tried to learn to ride a bike, as I say.
Exactly.
Constant support. But now we do it automatically. And the win-win principles become second nature. But I've been amazed, Bill, at how many of us do not really have that know-how. We're good-hearted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in many ways, outside of the family, we're super at this. But we become very vulnerable to our spouse. We are very, very. I spoke to five NFL head football coaches that you would know and their spouses for 3 hours in Florida a while back. And I said, I know that Sarah and I act like adolescents in the home. There's something about us in relationship to each other that we're vulnerable. And I said, you guys go that way. And they all raise their hands. If you knew who they were, you know, we are teenagers.
Exactly.
You know, and so we got
to leave it there. Emerson Eckrich has been our guest.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, for more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the archive, the entire archive of our interviews. No 8-second sound bites. I mean, these are deep dives into these experts' wheelhouse to help us understand so that we can be all the better. And hopefully, you're all the more intellectual as a result of these experts that are sharing from their experience. I mean, in many cases, 30, 40, 50 years worth of experience. My goodness, they will have forgotten probably more than we'll ever learn. But the whole idea is that you will be blessed and enlarged as a result of the conversation here. And such is the case for our next guest, Dr. Michael Gillen. And we're talking about, this culture, this cancel culture that we're having to deal with. You know, if you say the wrong thing about the climate, COVID, a person, sex, the wrong president, you know, a cancel culture will banish you to social or professional backwater, as they say. Unjustified fears have forced people into self-imposed isolation and feelings that now outweigh the facts. Now, these trends are unraveling American society and undermining science itself. And talking about this issue is the former ABC News science editor, three-time Emmy Award winner. It is our pleasure to have Dr. Michael Gillen with us right now. Dr. Gillen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, I really want to say buenos dias, mi hermano, but I'll just say good morning, Bill, and it's great to be on your show.
Well, excellent. Well, it's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Well, thank you for coming on and to talk about, you know, this tension that's going on and how much longer can we put up with this? Because it's not helping us. It's not increasing our intellect. In fact, it almost seems to be doing just the opposite. It's dumbing us down, isn't it?
Okay, now, Bill, I just joined the show just now. Now, what tension are you referring to?
I'm talking about this tension in our culture that wants to cancel everything that we disagree with. You know, we don't want to hear the other side. You know, like Jordan Peterson says, we can silo ourselves to the degree that we render ourselves stupid. That's my interpretation of what he said. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, no, absolutely, Bill. Thank you for clarifying that. It's awful. What can I say? It's not something I have ever witnessed in my life, and I've been around for a few moons. both as a scientist and as a Christian, I'm appalled. You know, the Bible is very clear about how we're to disagree with one another. First of all, if I have a disagreement with you, Bill, I go to you personally. We try to work it out, mano a mano, man to man.
Right.
If that doesn't pan out, the Bible says, then air out your grievance or air out your disagreement in the presence of three witnesses. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't pan out, then do it in front of the entire congregation of your church, and if that doesn't work out, then you have God's permission to part company. You know, he gives us permission, okay, you guys can't work it out. Apparently it's intractable. So, Bill, Michael, go your own ways. But that's it. I'm not going to destroy you, and you're not going to destroy me. But what we have today, Bill, is this so-called cancel culture. And the way I look at it, cancel means that if you and I, or let's say you say or do something that upsets me. Let's say you do or say something that I disagree with, even strongly, okay? We go right past those four steps the Bible defines for us as to how to deal with disagreements, and I go right to total annihilation. I just want to destroy you because you've said or done something, right? And it doesn't matter that you're, you know, mostly a decent person, maybe self-sacrifice, heroic, brave. You know, today, it doesn't matter, but I call these cancellation warriors. They don't care if somebody has been heroic or self-sacrificing or brilliant. If they did one thing wrong,
yes,
God forbid they did one thing wrong or they had one character flaw, boom, they're going to take you down. And but look, I'm speaking to you, as I say, as both a scientist and as a Christian. And cancel culture, I'm going to just put it, here's the headline. The headline is, cancel culture is emphatically anti-science and anti-Christian, because I've just described to you that the Bible explains to us how we are to deal with our disagreements. Disagreements are inevitable. I don't care if you try, you know, one of these little people who, you know, try to be nice to everybody all the time, you know, bending over backwards to be nice. You're going to have disagreements. Let's face it, okay?
Yeah.
And I've just described to you how Christians are to handle disagreements. Now, let me tell you briefly how scientists are. Look, disagreements are the bread and butter of science, Bill. Think about
yes.
it. Okay? I mean, if we can't, if as scientists, let's set aside Christianity for a moment. If we as scientists cannot disagree with one another, then science is going to stagnate. Science is going to come to a dead halt.
Exactly.
But the scientific method requires us scientists to create a climate in which disagreement flourishes. There has to be a climate in which if I disagree with a fellow scientist, let's say we have two competing explanations for the same data, and that happens, by the way, all the time. And if I can't disagree with my fellow scientist without wanting to cancel him or her, then that's not science anymore, Bill. The scientific method says, we must be able, as scientists, be able to disagree with one another without fear of being canceled. So cancel culture for me is the ultimate abomination as both a scientist and as a Christian, period. End of sentence.
Well, as a spiritual concept, I've been referring to it for quite a while as the spirit of invalidation. We just want you, and of course then, as you said, the cancel culture has emboldened itself as it has continued to live on. The head of the snake is still attached. So now it's not just good enough to invalidate you. Now I want you totally ruined. I want you, not only do I want you off the playing field, but I want you so ruined that you never even think about the playing field ever again.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I mean, we're all vulnerable, by the way. The other day,
absolutely.
I have a Gen Z son, you know, he keeps up on all the stuff. And he said to me the other day, Dad, they're trying to cancel Carrie Underwood. I said, "What? Why in the world are they trying to cancel Carrie Underwood?" And I from what I gather, and check me on this because I was just taking it from my son, that she liked somebody's tweet, and apparently it was somebody that the mob didn't like. Anyway,
right.
Bill,
yes,
Bill, this is so beyond me. Listen, I've thought about this both as a Christian as a scientist, and the way I look at it, there are three culprits here, and it is the perfect storm of these three culprits. Let me tell you what they are briefly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Number one, culprit number one is the technology. I'm not blaming technology completely, but here's what I'm saying. When I was much younger, it was hard to have long-distance phone calls because long-distance phone calls were very expensive. So you only did it if it was extremely important, an emergency of some sort, right?
Right.
Well, today, for mere pennies, anyone can send out a mean tweet, a hateful tweet, all over the world instantly. All you need is a smartphone and a service provider, okay? Mm-hmm. So technology is – I'm not blaming technology completely. Of course, that would be silly. But what I'm saying is technology has made cancellation culture possible. Without the Internet, without social media, we wouldn't be having this discussion, Bill, okay?
Yes.
Number two is what I call the age of demonizing. If you look at human history – bad actors who have tried to destroy innocent people have always first demonized them. We saw this with the Nazis, mm-hmm. where they demonized Jews and undesirables, right? They've compared them to vermin. They made them into subhuman, and so, of course, mm-hmm. that made it easy for them to destroy. We're seeing this in China with the Uyghurs. We're seeing this in Cuba. And I'm part Cuban, by the way. I'm 5/8 Mexican, 2/8 Spanish and Cuban, and 1/8 Austrian. And I'm seeing this with my Cuban people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government is calling them, you know, domestic terrorists. They're enemies of the state. These are people who are protesting communism. But you see, the government demonizes them so they can destroy them. And finally, it's this era of customization where now feelings are more important than facts. So we can no longer have a cool-headed disagreement over facts.
Right.
It's now all about feelings. So
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to quick break. Excuse the interruption. Yep. We've got more from Dr. Gillen.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Michael Gillen, former ABC News science editor, three-time Emmy Award winner. A little sidebar here before we pick up where we left off and talking about the three culprits that have been facilitating this cancel culture that we're dealing with. Michael, you mentioned that your background, you have Cuban background, you have a Cuban family. And I just read a commentary recently that I thought it might be advantageous for our kids to go down to Miami, Little Havana there, Calle Ocho, where, you know, most people go spring break. Most of the college kids go spring break. They go to Miami, go to the beaches. I'm saying, hey, let's put them all in buses. Let's take them down to Little Havana, Calle Ocho, and have them talk to Cuban Americans there that have experienced and ran away from the Castro regime, experienced communism firsthand, and talk story and really educate these kids. Could you imagine what a civics lesson that would be?
It would be a first-class civics lesson. Let me tell you, my maternal grandmother, we called her Titi, but she was Micaela Batallan. Okay, she escaped Cuba and found a beautiful life here and lived a beautiful life here. Met and married a Mexican man from Guadalajara, who was my maternal grandfather. He was Armendariz. Guadalupe Armendariz, we would call him Grandpa Lupi. Mm-hmm. So my two grandparents on my mother's side were legal immigrants. And so they both came here. they came here. Why? Because I believe with all my heart, and I've traveled all over the world, Bill. For when I was at ABC News, I traveled all over the world. I've seen what's out there. This is the greatest country in the world. Do we have problems? Of course we do. Are we perfect? No, none of us is. And this is part of the problem with the cancellation warriors. I guess you have to be perfect in order to escape their wrath. I mean, I remember, you know, in Jesus.
Yeah, but it's not even a defined perfect. That is a dynamic perspective on their part, because perfect one moment can be perfect differently the next moment.
Exactly. But this is, no. We left off with the age of customization. What do I mean by that? Listen, 18 years ago was the debut of the first social media platform. Do you remember what it was, Bill? I'll tell you. Let's see if your listeners can remember or guess. Do you remember 18 years ago, the first social media platform, before Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of that, the first one was called MySpace.
Yes, yes.
It was called MySpace. Remember, it was a hot deal. Even Rupert Murdoch wanted to buy it. In fact, he ended up buying it because this was something we had never seen on the planet before, where each of us could have our own little piece of virtual real estate, and we could customize the color scheme, the buttons, the layout, the whole thing. And it was almost like having your own online personal storefront, okay? Mm-hmm. But instead of selling merchandise, you could now sell yourself to a global audience for pennies, okay, virtually for free. This, Bill, this was a game changer. I see that really, I really see that as the beginning of what I call the age of customization. Or let's put it like this, the opening salvo of the me, myself, and I generation. Why? Because you could customize. You could make it that, you could make that website into anything you want. Now, you can now customize sneakers, T-shirts, coffee mugs. You can customize your baby's DNA. By the way, you can also customize your own DNA. You can customize your own personal identity now. You can even customize your reality thanks to the Internet. Why? Because you can now pick and choose who you listen to, who you watch. You can create your own bubble of reality. You can create your own customized reality. So what does that mean? That means that in the age of customization, facts become irrelevant and even extinct. Why? Because facts are absolutes, and there is no room for an absolute in the age of customization, where everything is made around you, your personal taste, your personal experiences, your personal opinions, your personal feelings. Facts are out the window. I wrote a book. It's coming out September 7th. It's called Believing is Seeing. But the subtitle tells you all, Bill. The subtitle is this. A physicist explains how science shattered his atheism and revealed the necessity of faith. You see, I taught physics at Harvard for 9 years. I was born in East L.A., Bill. I was born in East L.A. in a Spanish-speaking household, okay? I never met a scientist in my life, but in second grade, for some reason, now I know the reason now, looking back. At the time, I didn't. But in second grade, Bill, I fell head over heels in love with science. Why? My father and my two grandfathers were Spanish-speaking Pentecostal ministers, okay?
Oh, wow.
But for me, I rejected it all. I rejected it all, Bill. I fell in love with science. And when I went to UCLA and then I went to Cornell for graduate studies, I became a bona fide atheistic scientific monk. I slept 3 hours a day, and the rest of the time I was in my lab or in the classroom studying the universe. Okay, I'm telling you this because I have a perspective on what's going on right now. I was an atheist, and then I went to Hinduism, and then I went to Buddhism, and then I went to Judaism and Islam, and then I went to Transcendental Meditation. I experimented with them all, Bill. Mm-hmm. And then one day a co-ed came in, and I tell this whole story in the book. I can't get into it now. We don't have the time. But in this book, I tell people my journey from atheism to Christianity. It was a long, hard road. I didn't have a Damascus-like experience. I'm a hard-headed intellectual. Even today, I ask tough questions. I demand honest answers from myself and from everybody else, okay? But I tell the story in the book of how this co-ed challenged me one day, and you have to, the circumstance, you can't invent this stuff. It's unbelievable, the story. I can't get into it. But she
it had to be a God thing. You know that.
Oh, I know that now, Bill. I didn't know that then. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that as an atheist. I look back and I realize the reason I'm a scientist now, Bill, is because look around you. Everything is dominated by science now. The kids today growing up, Bill, you know who the miracle is, a miracle worker for them is? It's not Jesus. It's science. Science is helping the lame to walk. So helping the blind to see, is helping the barren woman to have a child. It's science for them. That's their savior. That's the miracle worker. So God, I believe, I really just believe this with all my heart, looking back now on my life, is that the reason God chose this nobody from East L.A., this little Mexican kid from East L.A., to fall head and heels over in love with science, become a scientist, become an atheist, hardcore, right? God wasn't on my radar. I cared nothing about God. Then I go on this long, winding journey that I explain in my book, and I end up being a Christian. And now I know what I believe, Bill, and I can explain to you what I believe. You know, there is a beautiful verse that means so much to me now in the Bible, and it says it all. It's in Romans. It's Romans 12:2, and just listen to what it says. let God transform you into a new person by how? By changing the way you feel? No. By changing the way you talk? No. Here's what the Bible says. Let God transform you, you the listener, who's listening to Bill and me right now, into a new person. How? By changing the way you think.
Exactly.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And that's what happened to me. God took this little intellectual nerd, this little scientific atheist monk, and he changed how I think. And I became a new person. And that's who's talking to you right now, Bill. But if you talked to me even 5, 10 years ago, I'd be a very different person. So this book is for every parent and every grandparent who has a child who's going into college or even in high school, and they're worried about their child. Maybe they brought them up in a Christian home. Maybe they taught them to read the Bible, whatever. But now they're going out into the big, bad world, Bill. And what are they going to do? These kids are all starry-eyed about science. Get this book for them, okay? I don't need the money. I'm not hawking this book to me. I have a very comfortable life. But we are in dire straits right now, Bill. Not only our country, but our entire world is being threatened by cancellation culture, by the age of customization, by the age of feelings, where facts no longer matter, God no longer matters. Put this book in front of them, and they'll get the straight poop from a scientist who was an atheist, okay? I call myself the Uncola, Bill. I'm the Uncola. You know, most kids start out as Christian, and then they go to college and they become an atheist. I was just the opposite. I went in going as an atheist, and I came out a Christian. So I see that. Look, I've written a lot of books, but this one, Believing is Seeing, and you can get it anywhere, Amazon, Tyndale, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Christian Book, whatever.
Coming we'll link up, it on our website, too. Yep, exactly.
Thank you. And by the way, I just found out I'm being nominated for 2 major awards, Christianity Today and the Gospel Coalition. Major book awards. They're like the Emmys and the Oscars and all that for books. And also, I'm the number one, the last time I checked on Amazon, I'm the number one, not 2, 3, 4. I'm the number one hot new release in the categories of science and religion and cosmology. This is a book God prepared me to write for such a time as this, Bill. God bless you.
Well, Dr. Michael Gillen, thank you, you know, for coming on the show and being so transparent and vulnerable with your spiritual journey. And, you know, I'm just excited for you because for all that time that you spent in science, and here God pulls back the veil and it makes sense to a whole new dimension for you. I mean, what a blessing. And, of course, you're doing that Abrahamic blessing where God has blessed you and now you're blessing others. And thank you so much for coming on and for writing the book for us. And, yes, I agree with you. That should be a gift to all our kids. Thank you, Michael. Take care. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.